We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Carlos, really big night from your offense, of course, late. But for Mark Vientos specifically, you keep having faith in him, and rightfully so, but you threw him in that five spot last night, and he goes from smashing a bat at home plate to coming through with the biggest hit. How much of a lift can that be for just him?
Yeah, I mean, look, I've been saying that this guy is a really good big league hitter. We saw it last year for, 4 months plus in the playoff as well. And I think it's just a part of what every big leaguer, every player will go through at some point in their career. Here he is, Mark, you know, out of the gate, going through some struggles. And, you know, at this level, it's the mental grind, not just the physical grind, but you have to make adjustments. You got to go through the ups and downs, and he's done that, you know. And finally yesterday, for him to come through in that situation where we were at, laying the game, not so much going offensively for 7 innings, down 2 runs. It was huge. It was, you know, important for him and for all of us.
How did Kodai Senga come out of that start? How's he feeling today?
Good, good. I checked with him. Gave me thumbs up right away. So, again, another good sign there that we're going to go into the All-Star break with a healthy Kodai, and he's going to be a huge part for us moving forward.
You get a healthy Shamanai back tomorrow, but today, Frankie Montas, his fourth start. What are you hoping as he kind of gets start after start after start under his belt?
Yeah, I feel like continue to build on, you know, that last outing against the Yankees, even not the first one, you know, like just watching him, how that ball's going to come out, you know, the live on the fastball, attacking hitters. The split, I thought last outing was a pitch that was strike to ball, and that's when that pitch is effective. You know, when it's a ball out of the hand, hitters, you know, are going to speed on it easily. So the cutter against lefties, especially when he elevates that pitch, is a pretty good weapon for him. So we need him. He's an important part of the rotation, important part of the team, and I'm looking forward for this outing today against the Royals.
Not to make an excuse for the splitter itself, but it's such a touch-and-feel pitch. Do you feel like maybe just because it's a later start for him this year that it'll take a second before he gets the grip?
Maybe, you know, but we saw good signs against the Yankees. You know, he got swing and misses. He threw it for strike when he needed to. And again, when he's at his best, he needs that pitch to go with the 97, 98 that he's got in the tank. So he needs that pitch, and we need Frankie Montas.
Facing what was supposed to be Michael Lorenzen, the starter for the Royals, a late scratch due to illness, so bullpen game. How challenging can it be to match up as the game goes on for a full 9 innings?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's one of those games that you get last minute heads up that they're going with a bullpen game. It is what it is. We'll be ready to go, you know. The good thing is we got lefties, we got switch hitters, we got righties that can, you know, prevent them from giving them easy lanes, you know. We got good hitters here. Yeah, like I said, we'll be ready to go.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
You got it.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.